This is called After the Killing Frost. After the killing frost comes that siren song of Indian summer. Moose graze in the shallow marshes of brown grass. Birds, once abundant and raucous, mysteriously have gone somewhere else. The sun moves further south, less bright, no longer hot. Last chance to enjoy warm days before plunging into the quiet, cold whiteness of another long winter. Each year, the killing frost comes sooner. The Indian summer is shorter, and the winter is colder. And yes, even quieter. In that Indian summer, I divide and discard the done from the have to do and the still want to do. Fully knowing that the final cold, white winter could arrive with the next dark cloud on the mountain. But in the garden, beneath the brown dead dianthus leaves and the shriveled rosebuds, the African marigolds are still green with life, an optimism worth emulating. I smile, lace up my mukluks, and step off into the new falling snow. Black clouds rip open on the jagged mountain peaks, spilling out white snow. The chipmunk climbs a jack pine to steal a blue corn chip from the woodpecker. Viking's home overlooks Emerald Bay on the Lake of the Sky. There is a yearning to return to the island of the stone tea house in the center of the bay, to visit, to have tea and biscuits. Golden eagles soar over the bay, while lake trout break the smooth surface, causing ripples to circle outward from the spot where a water bug had just disappeared. Water bug ripples invite trout to lunch.